behind the curtain, and before we get to the next segment about a prank pulled on Scott's beloved Stella, what are you watching right now, Mike?
That's a Boston Terrier going through, looks like some sort of rehab in water.
That's a submerged treadmill.
You know, walking. I tried to get my dog Pumpernickel to go into one of those tanks.
Wait, where do you, or you just...
Because she, well, she has, you know, some arthritis, so I just wanted to see if it would help, but she wouldn't go in willingly. So they said, well, you know, we could lift her up, but we'd want to put a towel over her head like they do with horses if they move her. So I said, no, you're not putting a towel over
her. Why? That helps.
Yeah, they said she wouldn't. She might not panic. I said, nobody's putting a towel. My dog is not an Abu Ghraib prisoner that you're about to torture. So just step off.
You see some PFC Lindy-like veterinarian. The dogs are all stacked on top of each other in a pyramid while she's smoking and pointing.
No, this was at, this place that does therapy. This is years ago.
Reminds me of that viral video of the guy that would just wade out into the water while holding his dog.
With the ponytail. Oh, yeah. His dog's name was Shep.
It was like 100 years old.
Yeah, the dog's arthritis was so bad it couldn't even stand. So he took him out into this like Salton Sea to let the dog float a few times a day just to feel some sort of relief.
Well, now I'm depressed.
Well, you brought us here.
Well, Mike was the one watching the video.
And Scott was the one screwing with his daughter. Hear about it now. Scott pranked the hell out of Stella with a nice Jimmy Kimmel, I ate all your Halloween candy stunt on Behind the Curtain. This was funny. This could not have worked out any better. Josh did the story yesterday, Jimmy Kimmel. I think it's, his fourth annual screwing with kids on Halloween bit?
Yeah, something like that.
Where he gets parents, and he's done this before. He does it at Christmas, too. He'll do another one at Christmas where he asks parents to put out like a fake box under the tree, and in the tree, in the box, it'll say PlayStation. They'll open the box. It's a bunch of like socks and rocks and broken glass. And around Halloween, he does it where he just has a parent go in who is taking the kid's Halloween candy bag, empties it out, walks up to him. They start recording and says, "Hey, I ate all your Halloween candy." And without fail, the kid loses their mind. You and I have children. And we're like, we got to run this back. We got to try this. And before we get to yours, because it's great, I tried, total fail. Didn't happen. Kids are running around. I was trying to get a bag out from where we keep it above our microwave, and one of them saw me, and the other knew that I was effing with them, and it just fell apart in my hands.
So, yeah, I was very covert with my operation.
Not me. I just live in a zoo of children, so mine didn't work, but yours did.
Yeah, the only...
It worked really well.
The only regret I have is that I probably should have waited until she finished that bite of broccoli.
I think it was perfect you didn't, because she had
there was just
big...
some choking concerns, brought up. And I said, hey,
look at the length of my fingers.
I don't think she would have choked to death. There might have just been like slight choking. I'm sure she would have been fine.
Did somebody comment on it with that?
My mom called and she's like, she was going to choke because she had broccoli in her mouth.
Because we were watching this last night, Buck and I, and I mean, rarely do you get a belly laugh out of that woman. And she was doubled over because she enjoys just seeing people in pain. And she was laughing at this, and then immediately she starts to, oh God, or this goes online, and some listener is going to be like, oh, Scott, you're a terrible parent. I'm like, no, let me show you the Kimmel thing.
Yeah, and it's all based off, anybody that thinks I'm a terrible parent, you could suck it.
Take it up with Kimmel first.
And yeah, go look at Kimmel. I mean, it's a bit. I said I gave Kimmel credit. I said, I'm, you know, giving the old Kimmel, I ate all your candy bit a go, and this is what happened. And
right. It was... Here, I got it right here. And here's the reaction.
Hey. I got something to tell you. I ate all your Halloween candy.
Bye.
Look, that little voice. It's all gone.
Oh! That lip. Okay, the jaw right there. Pause it at the 23-second mark. There's so many stories here. A, that jaw just sticks itself out like a cash register. Then she looks to mom for backup. How quickly do her eyes shoot to the left?
Even in the beginning,
mom,
the first like 10 seconds, she's shooting me this like side eye that's like, whew.
What are we about to talk about here, Dad?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I ate it all. kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I didn't eat it.
Now talk to me.
I was going to keep it going.
Past that point because...
She recovered real quick.
Did she snap back
in? Well, I went because I had a bag of candies. I had it in a bag sitting right behind the couch. So you
did the old switcheroo?
Well, I grabbed it and I said, look, here it is, here it is. And I dumped it back in her pail and she was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And she goes, I go, it was just a joke, baby. I go, it was just a joke. She goes, it wasn't a joke. It was on purpose. It was on purpose. You did it on purpose. And I said, well, I'm sorry. She goes, you can't say sorry. You did it on purpose. And it wasn't a joke. And she was like, you know, reading me the riot act. It was pretty funny.
That's funny. Yeah, that was one of the concerns we had about if we did it to the boy, if we did the switcheroo on him, he'd probably lose his nuts. But the minute we showed him that the candy was still there, he snaps back real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
The girl,
was fine.
No, the minute we get walking down that path, that's more than a 3-point turn to get her back to where we were heading. Because there's been times where we've messed with her before. Like the other day when I was saying on Tuesday that if they didn't finish their dinner in time, I was going to keep their candy from them. And then if they didn't finish it in dinner overtime, I was going to start eating it. And she just immediately, like, I'm not going to, don't worry. But what if you do? I'm not going to, I don't know what to believe now. Like, okay, all right, sorry, not going to do it, whatever. But yeah, that's great. It's up at JSS98 Rock, Facebook.com/JSS98